This next piece, friends, is an opportunity for journaling. And in this next piece, we're journaling to begin the brainstorming process about what intentions you would like to walk away from today with. I will say a few guiding, I'll offer a few guiding principles around this. And as you've heard me say many times today, there isn't a right or wrong here. So I had one friend who went through this process and she literally made a spreadsheet. I am not a spreadsheet gal, so I would have never done this, but she made a spreadsheet that then she kind of, you know, checked boxes and held herself accountable to throughout the year, and it really worked for her, and it was like beautiful, and she attributes a lot of things that she experienced through the year as the result of having this structure that she had never had before. Some people leave these day-long or retreats with three really simple conscious intentions. It just feels manageable to them. It feels like something that's going to be easy to keep alive, something that's easy to check back in on. And there can be a balance of actionable and process. If you have some conscious intentions that are on the process side, like I told you, I revealed one for years that I had around, I knew there was a book for me to write, but I wasn't sure exactly how it was going to happen. I wasn't even sure exactly what I was going to focus on. So it was a measurable thing. And I could look throughout the year and be like, okay, this book still seems to not be happening. This is kind of interesting to pause and journal about, like, so what's getting in the way? This is my chance to reflect upon, like, is it just a story? Is there some story of, like, I'm not a writer that's getting in the way? Or is it more like, is it about time? Is it about what's going on here? So it ended up being really, really useful, providing that I didn't get attached to, oh, I failed because that was yet another year that I didn't put a book out. But that having that content viewed through the lens of process was useful. You could leave here with three process things. So one process thing could be, I really do feel that last year part of what was limiting for me is that I didn't take good care of my body. So this year, I'm going to create an intention around taking better care of my body. That's pretty open. But you can set up a structure that's going to make it a little less open. So this person who did a spreadsheet checked in every Sunday with, have I been taking care of my body this week? Like, she didn't want to do a, I'm going to lose 5 pounds and I'm going to go to the gym 3 times a week. She just wanted to take better care of her body. And so by Sunday, she was able to say, actually, I ate really well this week. So check, you know, so I really want to give you just a taste of how these can look quite different than the traditional, like, New Year's resolutions. Remember, or actually, I haven't said it yet today. It was in my notes and I wanted to make sure to say it. Resolutions tend to lead to a sense of deprivation. They tend to feed a felt sense of deprivation and scarcity. Conscious intentions inspire. They point to possibility. So that's how you're going to be able to look at your notes later and be like, which camp is this in? If you're feeling like, but I don't have enough time for that, or I don't have enough money, right? They're probably feeding that conditioned belief, limiting paradigm reality, though it's not reality. If you look at it and you're like, oh my gosh, I am inspired to step back into, I want to take good care of my body. This is the place I'm living. So what can I do this week? Wow, really busy work week. Okay, you know what? I can take on walking the dog every day. I usually do it every other day. I'm going to do it every day this week. I'm going to tell my husband I'm walking the dog every day. You feel me here? Okay. So resolutions tend to deprive. Conscious intentions revive. All right. Making a bumper sticker. Okay. So, now, what you're going to be doing is I'm going to set you free to journal in just a moment, and you're going to be journaling about conscious intentions for the new year that are based on your personal values. They're based on your deepest heart's desire. Your intentions could be housed within your new paradigm. So if your intentions are all like really small and you might look to see, are they actually coming from the old paradigm? Look to see, like, how, go upstream with them. Okay? So you can reference, you can talk, like during this journaling time, you can go back through your notes and your prompts and you can get a sense of, am I taking to heart the cultivated soil? Right? Like, we've done a lot today to cultivate soil. Now we're like getting seeds in our hands and we're going to be planting. So go back and look at the soil you've been tending to. Any questions from Zoomers or those in this room?
I have a question.
I will say I've never had anyone come to me later and say, I had more than 10 intentions, like conscious intentions, and that worked for me. So I'm going to just go ahead and say 10 or under. Okay. Okay. Did I see a hand? Did I see that maybe Sandy had a question on Zoom?
Can you... re-say what you said, conscious intentions and then deepest desires, and there was something else in there.
Yeah, as you're setting your intentions, look to see, are they in line with your personal values, or collective values? Is there attunement, alignment with your deepest heart's desire? Would they be coming from your limiting paradigm, or do you feel like they'd be coming out of your new paradigm? Those are just places to look so that there's attunement and alignment. We're going back to acting on behalf of true nature, acting on behalf of who you really are. And we're letting intentions be a way that we direct the attention so that we can act on behalf of who we truly are. Okay. Good question. Any other questions? Okay, I'm going to leave a little more time for journaling than I have before because this is a bigger breadth. Another invitation, after a few minutes of journaling, if you're like, you look at your intentions and you see what you've laid out. Notice if you forgot to have an intention that is purely for the purpose of nourishing this body mind. So sometimes people, the way their conditioning slips in is they have all these intentions that sort of help or support other people, or this is going to happen at work, or this is going to happen in relationship with my partner, or this is going to happen in my community. But there's not one around, and this supports my heart. This helps me remember who I really am, this intention. So make sure to include one intention that's around the remembrance of who you really are.